A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. No matter how we look at it, this gospel seems uncharacteristically harsh and not in keeping with the compassion Jesus usually shows to those who come to him. Sometimes preachers try to make excuses to explain it away. But the more shocking a saying of Jesus is, the more it demands that we look at it squarely and try to see what is really happening. This woman who comes begging for healing for her daughter is no ordinary woman. She is a Gentile, a person who stands outside the Jewish tradition and faith. And the ailment her daughter suffers is the worst kind of trial, torment by a demon. Everything in Jesus' Jewish background and in that of his followers literally screams, "Be careful, stay away from her." The disciples have ignored her as long as they can, but now her shouts force them to go to Jesus. Jesus, too, seems to ignore her. When he does speak, his words are not promising. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." So intent is she on getting help that she takes whatever scrap of attention he offers and pursues it. Even harsh words are better than silence, better than being ignored. Like the Samaritan woman at the well, another outsider, she finds herself at last in conversation with Jesus. And no one ever enters into conversation with Jesus and remains outside his circle of care. But the path is still a rocky one. What follows seems even more insulting to her. But what if it is really a question, a challenge? Since among the Jews, Gentiles are considered outsiders, how can he help her? How can he possibly give the children's food to dogs? But the woman has been listening carefully. The dogs Jesus speaks about are not out in the street. They're under the table. They're already in the house. There must be something he can give her. That clinches it for Jesus. He has discovered in her the one thing he needs in order to give her what she wants: faith. It is that faith that gives her a place not just under the table, but seated with the children of Israel at the table. She has found her way inside. At last. Like so many others Jesus welcomes into his reign, there is room for her. This woman will never take her place in God's household for granted. She knows what a gift it is.